Bungacast, the global politics podcast at the end of history with Philip Cunliffe, George Hoare, and myself, Alex Hochuli. Today it's just me as I welcome US writer, political scientist, and many times cancellation target, Norman Finkelstein. Today we won't be talking about the Holocaust or Israel or Palestine, but rather about the intellectual and cultural climate in the US today. So I'm delighted to be joined by Norman Finkelstein here. Norm, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you for having me.
Very good. So Norm is the author, most recently, of I'll Burn That Bridge When I Get to It, Heretical Thoughts on Identity Politics, Cancel Culture, and Academic Freedom, which is out now from Sublation. And that's what we're going to be focusing on today. So I wanted to start, before we get on to cancellations, your own and cancellation in general, to ask you about the first part of the book, which is dedicated to the key thinkers and proponents of woke politics, of identity politics and cancel culture. And I found this section of the book really neat because you've got these four principal characters all lined up in one place, and then you kind of submit them to your intellectual firing squad. So without going into too much depth into the thought of each of these authors, I just wanted to ask you to maybe go through them and tell us what you think unites them.
It's not so much what I think unites them. It's the fact that those are the four names which most often come up in the context of identity politics and cancel culture and wokeism. And so in order to get a handle on this phenomenon, which I never really explored because it didn't seem to me there was any intellectual heft or weight to these individuals, they seem, and I know it may come across as pejorative, but I think an objective description is they seem more like fashion statements than they did possessing political weight or intellectual weight. And I don't like to read lightheaded stuff. Time is short. I had a person who I speak about in the book. Her name was Annette Rubenstein, who was a profoundly literate person, a person of the left. And she used to wear a button that said, "So many books, so little time." And that being the case, especially given that I'm heading full speed towards 70 years old, I have to husband my intellectual resources, so I didn't want to invest in it. But it was clear that it was this phenomenon called cancel culture and wokeism was having a really pernicious effect, not on society in general. I don't want to make too broad claims about this phenomenon, but certainly in what's called the left, it was having, in my opinion, a clearly pernicious effect. I don't speak about those things in the abstract. I speak about them concretely. They were playing a really nefarious role during the Bernie campaigns in 2016 and 2020. They were giving credibility to a so-called left critique of Bernie and undermining both his credibility and the momentum of the movement. So it was on those grounds I just sat down. I said, okay, these are the names that keep coming up. These are the names on the bestseller list. These are the names that are being wildly promoted. And it came down to Robin DiAngelo, Kimberly Crenshaw, Ibram X. Kendi, and then more broadly, this cult that surrounded Barack Obama. And that cult had a very pernicious effect because behind the scenes, Barack Obama was doing everything possible to undermine the Bernie campaign and finally played a major role because he got Pete Buttigieg out of the race